Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS, Hour 2 for Tuesday, August 10th, 2010. Scott, you're going to go a long way in this business, or whatever you choose to do. You're going to win a lot of awards before you're done, but there's one honor you will never receive. You are never going to be selected to the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. I don't believe. I'm very happy to welcome in our next guest, and she is Executive Director of CATA, Sandy Dragoo. Hello, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Being among 10 very notable women selected for induction into the 2000 class of the Michigan Women's Hall. When did you hear about this?
Well, a few weeks ago, I got a letter in the mail, and I almost just threw the letter away thinking, well, it's just one of those solicitation letters, and then I opened it up, and lo and behold, that's how I found out about it.
And I'm guessing that several of these other honorees are people that you have bumped into or
yes,
collaborated with over the years, right?
Yes, I have. I have known Mary Akey for many, many years, and of course, Cheryl Freebro, I have known her for many years, too, so I'm very glad to be sharing the podium with both of them.
Well, it's interesting that there would be such a strong representation, not surprising, but interesting that from mid-Michigan, we're talking about one person from East Lansing, two from Hazlitt, and Cheryl, of course, has been a strong fixture here, even though she lives in Howell.
Yeah.
She has been in Okemos and Grand Ledge with their Saturn dealerships, one of only nine Saturn dealers in the country who are female, and now the owner of a Hyundai dealership.
Yes. Well, several years ago, Lucille Beelen, of course, and I know you know Lucille, Lucille had asked me to be on the podium with her and introduce her. And so I did, and I wore my hat with Lucille and had the great honor of sitting up there with Lucille and being there with her. And then as I was talking to my staff about that this is what had happened with me, Pat Gilbert, our marketing director, had sort of had a sly look on her face, and she said, well, Lucille was the one that, before she passed away here a few weeks ago, who had talked with Pat and had wanted to nominate me for this award. So this is Lucille still being my mentor. So I was very pleased to know that that's what Lucille had done.
That's great.
And so this is another thing that Lucille had done for me.
Well, besides Cheryl Freebro, you mentioned Mary Akey. She lives in East Lansing, and an advocate for women's and seniors' rights.
Yes.
Executive director of the Greater Lansing YWCA for two decades.
Yes.
And she was very involved with the National Women's Conference created by Congress, 35 years ago now?
Could be. She and I had been in Zonta together several years ago. And that's when I had first known Mary. And so, yes, we have been friends for a long time.
We also want to mention Doreen Marguerite Hurley Koenig. That's a long name with a long list of accomplishments. Lives in Hazlitt and was really a founder, one of the first all-female law firms in this state. Also the first female tenured prof at Cooley Law School. So,
okay.
She has done a lot of things in terms of civil liberties, human rights, civil rights for women, and a very, very important figure that way. But I want to talk to you, Sandy, about CATA and changes we have seen since you took over in 1985, correct?
Yes, 1985, yes.
25 years.
25 years, yes. Sometimes it doesn't seem possible.
Well, buses were a different color. Everything was different, right?
Yes, everything was different. Yes.
They had four wheels. That's about the only similarity.
Yes. When when we're now looking at the buses, we talk about how the old style GM buses, General Motors buses, are now, we just took the last one off the road, and in 1979 we'd had the big parade downtown, and they were the greatest buses that we thought could ever be manufactured, and now we have just taken the last one of those off the road. So you never know how what had been the greatest buses. Now, you know, we just took the last one of those off the road. So, you know, what is great one day, and then after that many years, you know, you just take them off. And
right.
Maintenance department was very glad to get that last one off the road so that we could get the new hybrid electrics on the road. So
Sandy Dragoo, our guest, and she is one of 10 honorees in the 2010 class, the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, and includes a very, very strong local representation, as we mentioned. And Sandy, you've been executive director of Capillary Transportation Authority, as we mentioned, 1985. It's amazing some of our listeners were not born when you took over. I don't mean to make you sound like you've been here forever, but in terms of seeing changes in this community and the response to buses and mass transit, what's the biggest change?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Of course, I've been at CATA 37 years, so you know, I've been there even longer. All the way from buses to, you know, how we do things, the new technology that's there. But I guess, you know, then, Jack, when we look at what we believe in and how some of us are still there, and the same basic good values that we had back there in 1974 that we still see as being so important, I guess that you know, when we talk about the election last week, that are still so important to this community. So, you know, some things that change and some things that remain the same. So it's hard to say on one side, and so you see some big changes, and then you see other things that remain the same. So employees that I dearly love, and I'm standing here and just saw an articulated bus go by, and those Artics years ago never would have even dreamed of having an articulated bus in Lansing. And we see them now, and they're just a matter of just standing on a corner and watching an Artic go by. So,
define what that is for our listeners, Sandy.
Well, that's the two 30-foot buses that are put together with like the accordion.
Right, in the middle.
It looks like an accordion in the middle.
Yeah.
And people will say to me, you know, how do drivers drive those? And I'll say, well, you know, it's surprising, but they have a shorter turning radius than what a big 40-foot bus does, because they're two 30-foot buses put together with that accordion in them.
I thought you were going to say, when they asked you how do drivers drive them, you were going to say very carefully.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. You know, and they do drive them very carefully, but they do turn shorter than that 40-foot bus. So it's like driving a little trailer right behind you, and it pulls right behind you and does exactly what you want it to do.
In terms of bus safety and bus efficiency, economy, there have been a lot of developments. And this is not the first award that Sandy Dragoo has won. go back nearly 20 years, and CATA received the American Public Transportation Association Outstanding Achievement Award under your leadership. And I'm sure that many, many more great memories will come to pass when we have this benefit dinner. It'll be at Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, October 19th.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. My three adult kids will be there, and all six of my grandchildren and my kids' spouses. So it will be a night to remember. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations again to you and to the other area honorees, Cheryl Freeborough, Mary Akey, and Doreen Marguerite Hurley Koenig, and a tremendous achievement. Congratulations again,
well,
Sandy.
Well, thank you, Jack, so much.
All right.
I very much appreciate that.
We will be back in just a couple of moments, and we are going to talk about what happened out at Spartan Stadium today, Michigan State Football Media Day, and an interview we had with, among other people, Keith Nichol, who has made the switch from quarterback to wide receiver. We'll be right back with more after this check of weather and sports.